Dear people who keep company with God. In the fall of 2006, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, I am looking for people I can promote, and it's only those with a servant's heart that are eligible. This happened shortly before the Holy Spirit River was freshly released in our church. I now understand that a part of his intention for releasing the Holy Spirit was to bring us to a place where he could promote us. I share this because I believe we are now entering into that time of promotion. It is important to remember that God is the one who promotes. Psalm 75:6-7. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south come promotion and lifting up, but God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. As Becky spoke on a Sunday morning, I noticed a distinct difference in the weightiness that was on her words. She has never spoken with such authority. I knew she had been promoted in the realm of the Spirit. Jesus' teachings were distinguished from all the other teachers of his day by the authority of his words. Matthew 7:28-29. When Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as their scribes. A wise older man once told me, there are many who can speak the word, but few can speak it with anointing, and fewer still can speak it with authority. When someone speaks with authority, it indicates heaven is backing their words. We are in a time of crisis in our nation, and more than ever, we need heaven's backing on our words. Earlier this year, I heard Lance Wallnau share how Christians must prepare to take the lead in society when crisis comes. This is the reason God desires to promote us, to lead during times of crisis. Lance illustrated this by a dramatic, true story from the 911 attacks. A window washer and five executives were trapped in an elevator in the World Trade Center tower. The window washer, not the executives, got them out of the elevator and led them out of the building just before it collapsed. The window washer was the real leader in the elevator that day. Lance explains the need for spiritual leadership in times of crisis. Quote, in a crisis, earthquake, tsunami, and so on, the first business of spiritual leadership is to define the empowering meaning in what is happening. People's emotions/feelings are all over the place. Leadership has to gather people together. The earth is convulsing as the kingdom is coming. That is the empowering meaning you must never forget, lest you keep praying to stop things that Jesus said must come. In a room full of questions, the person in the room with the answers is always the leader and can take over. Your light will shine. We must prepare for further shakings. We must prepare to lead. In the moment of crisis, God levels the field, and the people who know what to do are in a position to take over. That's how God is going to touch America. The soul not reacting to the circumstance, but resourceful in yielding itself and finding solutions that got them to where they had to go. That's why the recent wave of inner healing is so important. To increase our capacity to handle situations, He has to remove the trigger reactions in us that we've had our whole lives. Over the past 2 years, I believe God has increased our ability to receive wisdom from the heavenly realm, and along with this wisdom, We also have an increased capacity to speak into situations that are now developing in the world. The Father wants us to take the lead, not only in the church setting, but in whatever setting you may find yourself. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.